You may know your morning routine like the back of your hand, but some people struggle with ordinary tasks. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, David Better, associate professor in the Department of Cognitive, Linguistic, and Psychological Sciences at Brown University, determines that examining how the brain puts tasks in the right order can help people who have difficulty with day-to-day routines.
Everyday tasks commonly involve carrying out a sequence of smaller tasks en route to a larger goal. For example, making coffee often entails scooping grinds or adding water to a drip machine. Our ability to get the right little tasks together and in the right order requires a capacity known as executive function. Executive functions are particularly vulnerable to brain disease and disorder, and so a wide range of neurological and psychiatric problems feature executive deficits. Patients commonly have difficulty carrying out even routine sequential tasks, which is a major obstacle to independent living. But we haven't understood how the brain normally carries out complex sequential behaviors. To address this question, a postdoctoral fellow in my lab, Teresa DeRochers, tested healthy human volunteers while they performed a sequence of simple tasks on a computer. Importantly, there were no cues available to them that told them what task to do next. They had to keep track of where they were and had to choose the right task to perform at the right moment. Using functional MRI, we found that activity in a specific network of brain areas tracked progress through a sequence. This network included the very frontmost part of the frontal lobes, the rostrolateral prefrontal cortex. We then used a procedure called transcranial magnetic stimulation to safely stimulate this region at different points in the sequence. We found that we could induce more errors by stimulating this region toward the end rather than the beginning of a sequence. These results indicate that the brain's executive systems are not necessary throughout a sequence. Rather, there are moments, important points in the sequence, where the executive keeps us on track. Insights from this study help us better understand how the executive works and could lead to future applications to aid executive function in real life.
That was David Better of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.